This is Sarah Weymouth, and welcome to my podcast, where we talk about everything for you to live your best life. And we have a little fun too, from talking about business, marriage, parenthood, money, health, home decor, friendship, beauty, and pop culture. I'm a mother to three, a wife, a successful business owner, and I want to live my highest best self. Follow along as we learn together, grow, teach, because you only get to live one life. Oh, and I promise to dig deeper and to ask the tough questions. This is the Lime Podcast. You know, so I was thinking the other day about parenting advice, parenting talk, really just touching on the subject of parenting alone is so complex. I remember when I was pregnant with my kids, my main concern was being healthy and having a healthy delivery. I didn't even think about parenting at all. I think the parenting books stressed me out. I also felt like in a lot of ways, the parenting books is a lot of BS, right? Like, everyone has different parenting styles. Everyone has different personalities. Everyone has different lifestyles. Everyone has different upbringing and culture that they infuse into their parenting and into their family life in general. So I think a lot of these parenting books, it's just an idea. Like, here's how you can discipline. Here's how you can show love. Here's how you can create, you know, great humans. And I think some people love that kind of stuff. They love to, and I get it, because I am really big into self-help books and business books and health books. And I love taking in information. That's part of the reason why I like podcasting and having a podcast. I mean, the amount of things that I have learned from just the guests that we've had on the Lime Podcast for the last year plus have been so amazing. I've learned so much. So I love taking information in. So I completely understand the person that wants to read the parenting books and wants to do the parenting podcasts and wants to be the best parent possible. I think we all want to be the best mother and best father we can be, for sure, right? I mean, of course, there are those people that probably shouldn't be a parent and decide to not be a good parent or decide to not be involved in their child's life. But 99.9% of us, our goal is to have children, to love our children, and to create the best humans and to be the best parent we can be. Now, I could sit here and I could talk nitty gritty with you guys all day long. I mean, I could tell you the importance of feeding your kids healthy foods, organic, non-GMO, the reason why I don't bring certain junk into our house ever, even if I let them have it at a birthday party or as a baseball snack or something like that. You know, after the game, they give out snacks and I can't control what other parents are handing out. But, and I can give you all these details, right? Like, we can talk about my parenting philosophy. I should say our parenting philosophy, because my husband matters too. But yeah, I mean, our parenting philosophy, my parenting philosophy, or my mothering philosophy, we could talk about, you know, how I make sure my kids get enough sleep, how I make sure that my kids are academically excelling, how I make sure my kids are good humans and are kind and nice and have good friendships and are, you know, I mean, I think ultimately my kids are the type of kids that everyone is friends with them. Like, they're just kind of this very open personality. And I don't think that that's by accident. So I could definitely go into details in all the thing parenting. We could talk baby, we could talk toddler, we could talk kids. I even now have a teenager, which is crazy. I mean, he's almost 14 now. So, you know, I could go into all the details. But I think ultimately a lot of that is a personal decision. I have learned since my kids were little that everyone's different. Some people are going to vaccinate, some people are not. Some people are okay with cold medication, some people are not. Some people are going to do organic, some are not. Like, everyone is going to make these decisions for themselves, right? Some kids share a room, some kids don't. So, you know, like, I could just keep going, but those are all personal decisions and aren't necessarily right or wrong. I mean, we can all think of examples like breast milk versus not breast milk. Like, I can tell you what I think about it, and I can tell you the research I've done, but who cares at the end of the day, right? Like, ultimately, it's not that big of a deal. You get to make the decision. You're the parent. And, you know, for example, if I say breast milk is best and you're doing formula, you're probably not going to change your mind. Or even if you do, you might not have a choice. So it's kind of like a pointless discussion. That kind of stuff for me is very much secondary to really the things that matter, right? Like, we want to have our kids feel safe and have a good environment. We want them to feel love. We want them to feel secure. We want them to be in a place where they can truly be themselves and to grow properly from that place. I can tell you, I have three boys and they all have different personalities, and it's just, that's just how they're wired. Like, literally from the moment they were born, they were this person. And I could give you so many examples. I mean, like, for example, my middle one is the most logical, is the most laid back. He's just the most understanding on a very high level. That, you know, when he was a baby, he was always very smiley and chill, and he was very scheduled. We put him on a schedule. He followed the schedule. He slept well. He ate well. He was just like the dream baby. And I remember us thinking like, oh, we're just like really good parents. Like, these other parents don't know what they're doing. And then we had our youngest and he was like, ha ha, I'm not sleeping. I want to be held all the time. I'm going to be fussy. I am going to make this difficult. And then I realized it wasn't us. So, you know, but I think just being able to take your children's personalities and letting them be themselves, but also teaching them right from wrong, disciplining properly, all those things, of course, play into it. But here's my one advice. Like, if someone was to come to me and say, I'm having a baby, my first baby, what is your one advice for parenting? Or if someone was to come to me and say, you know, after three children, what's something that stands out to you the most? This is what it would be. And for me, I think this is key. And that one thing is the one thing that matters so much is building confidence in your children. I want my children to be almost delusional on what they can accomplish in life. When my kids say to me, I mean, listen, you guys, my little guy, he's 7, almost 8, he has literally said to me, I'm going to play in the NBA, which that alone, a lot of parents would be like, you know, your chances of that are slim. You're probably not going to be tall enough or skilled enough or whatever, right? But he literally will say, I want to be in the NBA, and then I'm going to go to the MLB, and then I'm going to invent something, and then I'm going to be president, and then, you know, and like, he's 7. So, you know, it's really easy for us to be logical as adults and go, well, that's probably not going to happen. Let's be more realistic here. But to me, I'm like, no, I want my kids to be dreamers. I want them to go for everything and anything and to literally feel like they can do it. Because one of the biggest issues that I see in children, teens, and adults is the lack of self-confidence, right? I've heard women say this over and over again. Oh, I would love to own my own business, but, you know, basically, I don't think I can do it, right? Oh, I would love to be in the best shape of my life. Oh, I would love to, you know, write my first book. Oh, I would love to have a podcast like you. Or I would, and my answer every time is, why not? Go do it, right? But there is something that's holding people back, this lack of self-confidence where you literally feel like, well, that's out of reach. Like, that's cool that like Victoria Beckham looks amazing at 50. That's not going to be me. Why not? Why not? I know she's a celebrity and she's got maybe more money, but like literally, why not? You can eat healthy, you can work out, you can take care of your skin, you can get enough sleep. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we, for some reason, we've built it up in our minds that these things are outrageous, out of reach. They're so far away that it can't be us. And I want my kids to literally understand that you can be anything you want to be. Like, I tell them that all the time. You can be anything you want to be. You can do anything you want to do. All you have to do is put your mind to it. You have to work hard. You have to practice. You have to pursue it. You have to put passion behind it. You have to go for it. But you can do anything you want to be. So anytime my kids say that they're going to become pro athletes, I go, do it. Start practicing. You know how many shots Curry makes a day? Right? And it works because they're able to quantify things. They're able to say, oh, okay, yeah. So if I want to be the next Curry, and Curry does, let's say, 500 shots a day, I need to do at least 500 shots a day. That's logic, right? But I'm never going to tear them down and say, oh, you know, you're probably not going to be a professional athlete because the chances of that are really slim. So you might want to think about other things and focus on this and this and this. And this is just for fun. So don't ever think that you're going to be a pro athlete. I would never do that. Now, I know logically that the chances of my children becoming a pro athlete are very slim, right? I mean, I think, what is it, like 0.01% or something crazy? Like, you can look up the stats. So yeah, but also, is it possible? Yeah. So why are we going to tear our children down and try to make them be quote unquote logical? No, absolutely not. Like, I tell my kids, you can literally do anything. You know, they will randomly say things like, I'm going to have a big house one day, or I want to have 4 kids one day, or I'm going to marry someone really pretty one day, or whatever. You know, they just like to talk about random stuff. And I'm always like, great. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. That's totally going to happen. Whatever you put your mind to, whatever you want in life, you can get. That's my mindset. And that's the mindset I put on my children since they were little. Now, I think as soon as people hear confidence, they think cocky. And there's a difference between building confidence in your child and getting them to be cocky, right? I would never have my kids walk around be like, I'm the best, you know? It's like, no. You don't confuse the two. Confidence is when someone tries to rip you down, you're so confident in yourself that it's like just water off your back. You're like, whatever, that doesn't mean anything. I don't care what that person has to say. What that person has to say says more about them than me, right? Confidence is when something embarrassing happens to you, you're like, ooh, that was embarrassing, but whatever, and you move on. Confidence is when something great happens to your friend, you're able to be happy for them, right? You don't feel like greedy. You don't feel like you're jealous. Like, you feel like, wow, you did this cool thing. I'm so proud of you. I'm here to cheer you on. That's confidence. And I can tell you that this stands out to me even more than I think most people, because, you know, my oldest, Jack, is actually technically my stepson. And long story short, my husband was never married before me. Jack was an accident. And I've been in Jack's life since he was 6 months old. And our parenting style is very different than the other side. And for a long time in California, it was 50-50 custody. We had him half the time. Now that we're in Tennessee, he's with us full time and has been with us almost full time for years now, which is a whole nother story. But you could see very clearly that what he was getting in his other home was different than what he was getting from us. And you can see his confidence is just not there on the same level as my other two, right? He can be self-conscious. He could be worried about getting embarrassed really easily. I mean, I think part of it is also the teenage stuff and middle school. They get kind of a little weird about that stuff. But you know, someone said something to him one time and it was like supposed to be like an insult, and he took it to heart. And still to this day, I'm like correcting this issue, you know? And there's a lot of like unparenting and fixing that we have to do. And I can see the difference, right? He lets things get to him on a different level than my two other ones. Now, part of that is also, of course, age, like I said, and there's definitely some things that come up as a teenager. We can't deny that. But I can see that things deeply affect him because of the lack of self-confidence. And it scares me, honestly. I think a child with lack of confidence is really scary, because what's going to happen when a friend or a classmate or a teammate or one of their peers tries to get them to drink or do drugs or to do something they don't want to do? It's the confidence that's going to be able to come through, where they're going to be able to look at that friend and say, no, I'm good, and not even bat an eyelash. Do you know what I mean? It's when you're self-conscious and you're not confident where that comes at you and you're like, well, everyone else is doing it, or are they going to make fun of me, or what's going to happen if I go against the grain here? I want my kids to be so confident that they not only can say no, but not even care about saying no. I want my kids to be so confident that they can look at their friend and say, that's not a good idea, and here's why, and you're going to follow me, right? Confidence makes you a leader. Confidence makes you be able to stand up for others, be able to stand up for yourself. Confidence is everything, and we need that as children, and we need that as we become adults, and we need to hold on to that. You know, I'm not saying I'm perfect. For example, I'll use myself as the example. I have moments of insecurity in my life, or I have moments where I hesitate. I'm the type of personality where if someone doesn't like me, it makes me so sad, because I'm like, I like everyone. Like, how could you not like me? But aside from these like random moments, little pockets, I do come from a place of confidence. To me, I'm like, whatever, this is me, take it or leave it. This is my personality. I'm confident in my decisions. I'm confident in my way of living. And if someone doesn't like it and someone wants to say something negative, again, that speaks more volumes on where they're coming from and what's going on in their life and what they're lacking than me. And that level of awareness is kind of like the magic key to life. It's the confidence I had. It's the confidence I needed to start my business, start this podcast, to just kind of live life. You know, I never felt like I needed permission from my peers. I never felt like I needed, you know, people to understand me or agree with me. And some of that is very much new for me. You know, I spent my whole life having friends, family, everyone say to me like, oh, you're a clean freak, or you're like OCD about things, or you're controlling. And in the last couple of years, I've realized, no, like, this is a lifestyle. I'm a clean person. I like to be organized. And why is that? First of all, why is that bad? And second of all, I like to have good aesthetics around me. Like, I like to walk through my home and feel calm. Like, why are we only saving beautiful things for events and vacations? Like, my every day should feel like a vacation. Like, I should love my kitchen. I should love my home. I should be able to walk in my bedroom and my master bathroom and feel like it's a spa getaway. Like, I should be able to easily find the scissors because everything is organized. I should be able to walk in the pantry and figure out what we need and to make dinner because everything's organized. I should be able to walk barefoot on the ground and not have the floor be dirty. I should be able to look around and have pillows be fluffed. Like, to me, this is normal. I've made my bed every single day for my whole entire life, pretty much. Like, that's normal. But I spent a lot of my life thinking that I was weird. Like everyone else was telling me I'm weird. And then I came to the conclusion that that speaks more on them, right? Like them making fun of me for being clean, what does that say about them? That means that they're not clean, right? Like you're not gonna make fun of someone for being organized and clean if you're clean. You're not gonna make fun of someone for making the bed every day if you make the bed every day. So it was kind of like an aha moment for me where I'm like, this is not a negative thing. And it doesn't have to be like a disease. Like I don't have to be like, oh, I have OCD, it's a problem. Like, no, I'm not like neurotic about it, but I feel better at the end of the day when the kitchen is clean and I go to bed and I wake up to a clean kitchen. I feel better when the laundry is done and put away and no one's looking for anything. I feel better when I open the fridge and it's not sticky and gross and things haven't spilled and there's not crumbs on the shelf. Like this is good. This is a good thing. So I want to build that sort of level of confidence in my children where you can label my kid anything you want and they don't give two shits, right? Like my 9-year-old Mason is a redhead. He's got this beautiful auburny red hair, very thick. The longer it becomes, the prettier it is, in my opinion. Even though he, you know, we hate having it in his eyes, but he's got very thick, full, lush, beautiful hair. And his whole entire life, he's had strangers stop him and be like, I love your hair, or that's the color I try to get at the salon. You know, like he always got comments. But furthermore, we at home have been giving him compliments his whole life. Like, beautiful hair, love your hair. Your hair is so unique, but that's so cool. And you know, there's always this like stigma with red hair. People make fun of red haired people or call them a ginger. And there's always like names you can call people with red hair. And you know what? It did happen. One day on the bus, these fifth graders were making fun of Mason and his friends, and they called Mason a ginger. And Mason came home and told us, but he was very much unbothered. And I, you know, and it's like, again, it goes back to, we built that confidence from a young age where I'm like, your hair is beautiful. If anyone makes fun of your hair, it's because they're jealous. And that must have stuck with him, because when these kids were making fun of him, he's like, whatever, like didn't even care. Did not even care. Actually, the funny thing, this is actually a whole story, but the funny thing is these fifth graders were making fun of my third grader, Mason and his friends, and calling, you know, making fun of his hair. And my first grader, Rush, my youngest, heard this and stood up for Mason and his friends and was like telling these fifth graders, you know, basically telling them off. And it just made me laugh because I'm like, okay, my first grader was standing up to fifth graders to stand up for my third grader. But see what I mean? Like their personalities are different. That's always been Rush. Like we used to call him the Hulk because he would just dominate the playground. Someone messed with his older brother, he's the one to step in. It's just his, he's got a very spicy, sweet personality. But you know, regardless of Rush stepping in, Mason had this, you know, inherent quality in him and confidence where he was able to be like, whatever, you know, he didn't even have to say like, you're jealous of my hair. He just knew. And that was it, you know? And that's what I'm saying. Like they have to have such a level of confidence where like things are going to happen. People are going to bully you. They're going to make fun of you. You know, you're going to get rejected at some point. You're going to ask a girl out on a date or, you know, ask, or you're going to want a guy to ask you out and no one, they're not going to be interested. You know, you're going to get a bad grade on a test. You're going to have a bad game in sports. Like things are going to happen. And so the more that we could build that confidence, it becomes a non-issue. I mean, I actually just told my kids this, I think it was last night. And I said, you know, when scouts come or coaches come to watch you play, and they're looking to see how you do, it's more about how you handle mistakes than how you handle playing well. If you make a mistake and you move on and you have a positive attitude and you're a good teammate and whatever, that's way more powerful than the person that messes up and are just so mad about it. and are just so down about it. Like, oh, I messed up, I suck, da da da. No. Like, shit happens. You're not supposed to be perfect. But have the confidence to just brush it off. Okay, I messed up. Next play is going to be better, right? I messed up, but now I'm going to go back and get the ball, right? Like, move on. So that is my number one advice. Confidence. You build confidence in your children, and your children are going to do great things in life. And that's it. It's going to carry them to their first interview. It's going to carry them in everything that they do. And if they get shot down, wasn't meant to be, right? Life moves on. So yes, we can talk all the nitty-gritties, and I would be happy to answer any questions anyone had, you know, on anything when it comes to parenting. But, you know, a lot of that is personal choice, you know? I don't care if you want your kids to drink soda every day. Like, that's up to you. I wouldn't do that, you know? But ultimately, what matters on the highest level is what we are infusing into our children every single day. And for me, number one by far is building confidence. And, you know, I think giving love comes naturally, and teaching them about eating healthy comes naturally. And there's a lot of things that just come naturally. And so I put my focus in just building their confidence, and that's it.